Praise the Lord, cherished and beloved listener. You are welcome to Pentecost Hour, religious broadcast sponsored by the Church of Pentecost headquarters. In this edition, the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Kwabena Nyamiche, will speak to the topic, the truth, the truth. Beloved, stay tuned. Unchanging one.
Every fall. up.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus.
The trumpet call obey.
The trumpet call obey.
For the mighty conflict.
For to the mighty conflict. In this is glorious day.
Ye that are men.
Ye that are men now save against unknown foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength.
Ye that are men now save him. Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus, standing His strength alone.
The arm of flesh will help you.
Arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own.
Put on the gospel armor.
Put on the gospel armor and watch in unto prayer. When do
put on the gospel armor. For Jesus.
Stand up for
the strife
Jesus.
Will not be alone.
The strife will not be long. This thing, the noise of battle, the victory.
To him that overcometh.
To him that overcometh. And crown of life shall be.
Anguish, and Christ is Lord indeed. If he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, let us curse that he is Lord indeed. He shouldn't occupy a portion of the nation and then Islam another portion of the nation. Christ must be Lord indeed.
Amen.
LGBTQA should not threaten us. Strength to strength we must oppose. I like the verse 2 more than all the verses. Let's get the verse 2 rolling, please. Shall we sing? Ready, go.
Stand up for Jesus. Let trumpet call obey.
For to the mighty conflict.
Serve
him.
Stand up for Jesus. The trumpet call, obey. Fought to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men, now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Our name on this side of the universe, our friends and our brothers who have gone ahead of us, they are the church triumphant, but we are the church militant. Ye that are men, rise. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Let us cause that Christ is Lord indeed. Christ is Lord indeed. Christianity is a conflict. It is a battle. But the victor is on our side. Ye that are men, arise. Let courage rise with danger. He is with us. Don't be afraid. We need to possess the nations. I'll speak on the topic truth. Truth. T-R-U-T-H. Truth. Truth. Many years ago, Winston Churchill said this. Truth is the most valuable thing on earth. So valuable that oftentimes it is protected by a body guards of lies. Truth is the most valuable thing on earth. So valuable that oftentimes it is protected by a bodyguard of lies. Truth is like the tongue. It is so sharp that God has protected it with some giants, the teeth. But the tongue can change your whole big body. Can direct it as to where it should go. Truth is the most valuable thing on earth. Sakharov, the one who gave the Soviet Union the atomic bomb, just before he died, he made this statement. I always thought that the most powerful weapon in the world is the atomic bomb. But I've changed my mind. The most powerful weapon is not the atomic bomb, but the truth. Sakharov. What is truth? The answer to this question is in John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The issue is not so much about the interrogation of what truth is, but who will be the embodiment of the truth? Who will live out the truth? Truth has fallen in the streets. And when God saw that no one was being just, no one was righteous, he devised a plan. Jeremiah 33:15 says this. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. For this is what the Lord says, David will never fail to have a man to sit on the throne of Israel. But sadly, truth, according to Isaiah 59, has fallen in the streets. So there are no values, there are no absolutes any longer. Everything is relative. It depends on you and your interpretation. When you steal and you are caught, that is your problem. When you steal and you are not caught, the world will define that as being smart. Truth has fallen in the streets. Isaiah chapter 59. I'll read from the NLT, New Living Translation. Isaiah 59. Our cause opposed the righteous, and justice is nowhere to be found. Truth stumbles in the street. The King James will say, has fallen in the street. And honesty has been outlawed. Yes, truth is gone. And anyone who renounces evil is attacked. The Lord looked and was displeased to find there was no justice. He was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed. So he himself stepped in to save them with a strong arm, and his justice sustained him. Truth has fallen in the streets. Truth does not matter in the cultural setting arena. Truth, in fact, does not matter in the political arena at all. It is no longer appreciated in the law courts. No, truth is not appreciated. This lawyer knows very well that the client is standing for, he has a bad case and that he is guilty. As he listens to him, he knows he is guilty. But he looks at him and says, okay, let's go. Let's go and try. It all depends on argument. It is not about truth any longer. People who are supposed to be in prison, they are walking free. When they carried them shoulder high and they were saying acquitted and discharged, they themselves, they knew by the lump in their spirit that they did the killing, not that man. Truth has fallen in the streets. It is not appreciated in the schools any longer. Truth cannot be found in the hospital arena. No. I'll bring out a couple of scripture verses to prove this point. In John chapter 18, verse 37 and 38, Jesus was arraigned before Pilate, and he asked him a question, and he replied. Jesus replied, and then he retorted with a question. That is, Pilate retorted with a question. John 18 from verse 37. You are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you say that I am a king? You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Now, please listen to me. All those of us who are followers of Jesus, the reason you are born again cannot be different from the reason for which Christ came. He came to witness and to testify about the truth. You cannot have any agenda beside this one. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Verse 38. What is truth? Retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews, gathered there, and said, I find no basis for a charge against him. That is a typical politician. He says, what is truth? He was not interrogating for the nature and the character of truth. He was not asking Jesus to tell him what truth is. Because the Bible says he retorted. Retorted simply means that the reply was witty. This is not what I want to hear. What is truth? And he left him. But when he went to the other side, in his spirit, he knew what truth was. And then he told them that I don't find any fault. But the man that he doesn't find any fault with, he stands before him and says, what is truth? I don't want to hear that. Anyone that is born of the flesh is flesh. So if Pilate is doing it, you are born of the spirit. You can't do the same. No, we are not like them. What is truth? I'll come back to this Pilate question, what is truth? But Matthew brings a certain dimension to what happened in John chapter 18. Matthew 27 from 24. Matthew 27 from 24. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water, washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I'm innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." Now, he knows the truth. He knows what to do. But a politician, he wants to please the people. "Bring me a bowl of water." And in their culture, washing their hands means that, "No, I don't have anything to do." But you see, it is a shame. Even children yet unborn, they know that Pilate killed Jesus. They know. He washes his hands. He washes his hands. The wife is telling him, "Be careful of this man. He's innocent." But he looks at the people. "If this uproar continues, I will lose my job. I don't want to lose my job. Then let me please the people. Let me take the murder line. Let me be very relative." He washes his hands and off he goes. Said, "It is your responsibility." But it is never their responsibility, because he had the power to release him. Truth. Matthew 28, verse 12. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, the chief priests, not the chief anybody, the chief priest himself, he met with the soldiers and they devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep." If it ended there, I would not have had too much of a problem. But let's continue. "If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." It sounds so much like an African politician. "I know what I will do. If this matter gets to the governor, don't worry. We know what we will satisfy him and get you out of trouble." We are trying to build some cells to decongest prisons. I was at Ejira recently to meet some of the inmates. I looked at them, these young men. If you look at their faces, they are not children of the rich. No rich man's son will be in prison, because he knows how to satisfy the system and get the children out of. These are boys who have stolen cassava, goats, and they are there. Because their parents are poor. Because there is no legislation. There is no one to be the advocate. Truth has fallen in the streets. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. If it suffers loss, it means that those of us who are building the church in this generation, we love our skins more than the cross. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day, that his body was stolen.
We thank God for another powerful delivery by Apostle Eric Kwabena Nyameche, the chairman of the Church of Pentecost. Beloved, the chairman spoke to the topic, the truth. He's really challenged us that truth is the most valuable thing on earth, and the truth is the most powerful weapon. And he has encouraged us and inspired us to be smart according to biblical standards, and that we should stand up and lift high the banner of Christ, that it must not suffer loss. On this note, I want to throw the challenge and opportunity to you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Kindly pray with me this decision prayer. today, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to die for my sins, and that I accept Him as my Lord and Savior. I'll follow Him all the days of my life. So help me God. Beloved, by this decisive prayer, today salvation is your portion. I therefore challenge you to go seek for any branch of the Church of Pentecost close to you. Join them, walk in Christ, fellowship with them, study the scriptures with them, and salvation will remain yours forever. I am Emmanuel Kweku Dana, your media pastor. Shalom. Peace. Bye-bye.
Promise.